This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And, you know, you won't get anything. You like how I did that? You won't get anything out of this unless you get involved in it, right? Because if you don't get involved in the conversation, then how are you going to get to the side of the issue? How are you going to really learn? I know some of you are going, well, I don't really care what they think. No, you need to care what they think. Because when you just walk up to somebody, you start shouting at them. You start telling them they're wrong because they're idiots. You realize you get no place doing that, right? You might feel good for about 30 seconds, but you're not really teaching them what they need to know. You're not giving them the information that they need. And if you don't give them the information you need, how do you ever expect them to quote unquote come over to our side, if you would? It just doesn't work. That's always fun. Anyway, I am Joe Bassini, your host. Like I said, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's just so many things that you can do. And hopefully, if technology ever does really work the way it's supposed to, we'll have a field day here. So, let's move on. Let's talk about the world that fell out of love with Obama. That's right. Think about something here. Back in 2008, right? Every day, this was this new senator. I don't know how new he was, but new senator. Same qualities, you know. He's a 47-year-old senator from Illinois that excited U.S. voters. You know, he knew a young guy. We didn't know, well, some of us didn't know much about him, put it that way. Right? And people all around the globe, all around the world, they were so happy with this guy. They loved this guy. They loved everything about this guy. He spent his childhood in the Asian Pacific. His skin color alone made billions of people feel a connection with him. And most important, he was not George W. Bush. That's what made everybody happy, right? Now, you know, George W. invaded everywhere. He was a warmonger. That's all he wanted to do was fight people. The president, President Bush, you know, he invaded Iraq and all those other countries that we could have been friends with. Obama promised us hope and change. And people believed he could deliver, that he would end wars in Muslim countries, improve America's standing on human rights, even alleviate global poverty. Remember, Yes We Can? There was an Australian paper that was all over him, loved him. And just months later, as a rookie president, he was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. How do you do that? That was like when they awarded, what's his name? What's that guy's name? Well, not a guy anymore. Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. Right? He was a woman for less than a year, less than 6 months, I think. And he got Woman of the Year in Sports Illustrated. Or whatever magazine that was. Cosmo, one of those goofy magazines. What was it? No, it was Woman of the Year because the big joke was he hasn't even been a woman that long. How could he be Woman of the Year when he hasn't been woman for a year? So that made absolutely no sense whatsoever. But it shows you how these hardcore left progressives are so hungry, right? They'll say anything, they'll do anything to get. Well, I won't say to get their way, because if they really wanted to get their way, or if they really got their way, we'd all be comrades at this point. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing to me. And what's even more amazing to me is you're not seeing it. It's not a big deal to you. I mean, well, it's a big deal to some of us. But you're not seeing it. You're not understanding really what this means. Let me get back to this. Oh. Like I said, I love technology. His overseas poll numbers were just stratospheric. Remember in the early days, they loved him in Germany. They loved him in Australia, in Greece, and France. You know, he was just God's gift to the world. I mean, when he said he was going to part the waters, or when they said he was going to part the waters, you start believing it with all the garbage that people were pushing out there. And actually, in France and Germany, more than 90% of the people surveyed at the time by Pew Research said that Obama would do the right thing regarding world affairs, even in some of the Middle Eastern countries where U.S. presidents are rarely liked. Nearly half of the population had high expectations for him. He was going to fix the world. But peace did not arrive in Obama's time. Think about that. Every year it seemed to get worse there. Worse in the Middle East, worse in Afghanistan, worse in Iraq. All this stuff that he was going to fix. What happened? Right? I'm not joking, I'm sure. What happened? He was going to make nice. They hate us more now than they did then. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Kimberly Moreland is going to join me after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, and obviously, and in the chat room. I want to bring on my next guest right away, because I know she's got to be wound up tighter than an old yo-yo, I got to tell you. So anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me from New Hampshire. You are in New Hampshire, right? You're not in a bunker somewhere?
Not yet.
I saw these signs that you were holding. I guess you're a sign holder. I saw these signs that you were holding. Now, Mrs. Clinton came to town, did she not?
Yes.
And you didn't see any reason to give her the, you know, the honor that a Secretary of State would have?
Oh, I gave her an honor, all right.
Tell people what was going on and, you know, her being in the state, that kind of stuff. What was happening?
She came here so that Bernie could endorse her because you know, it really wasn't a revolution. It was just get a bunch of people hepped up to pretend that the Democrat, anybody in the Democrat Party actually gave a crap about any of them.
Well, listen, does he really, you think he has any kind of pull or anything else in the party at this point? Seriously.
No. He's never had any pull in the party. No one's ever given and cared anything about what he said or done. He has had no accomplishments for, 38-year politician?
You know, I ask people that. They don't believe me when I say to them, look, there isn't one. The guy doesn't have one bill that he put through that somebody picked up on and ran with.
No, he's got nothing. He's got absolutely nothing. He has a big Seinfeld character mouth with his New York accent, and that's it.
So she come to town, and are the New Hampshireans, are they eating this? Are they going to vote for her?
Well, Democrats don't care about criminals. They don't care about corruption. They don't care about people who are just completely basically hate them. They don't care about people who are above the law. They don't care about elitists. They don't care about the 1%, even though they like to pretend they do. They will vote for her no matter what because she's got a D next to her name. And even though that D means dumb, they'll still vote for her.
God.
Has to get me going.
Hey, I love getting you going. I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious that people don't see it. That's right. It's because she's the first woman president. It's because she's going to be the first woman president in their mind. And that's why they want her in there. And they're willing to look. You know, I talked to somebody who I consider a sane Democrat, mind you. And I was talking to her about what was going on with all of this and where Hillary's at. And she said she was still voting for Hillary. I said, how do you still find it in your heart or whatever, or in your hand, to be able to vote for her, knowing that she's done all these things and lied about them? And she said to me, looked right at me, and she said, you know what? They all lie. That was it.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's exactly what she said. They all lie.
They have no integrity. They have zero principles and integrity. And that's the problem. And that's why a lot of people liked Bernie, because as ridiculously ignorant and uninformed as Bernie Sanders is, he at least was honest and wanted to screw everybody. And, you know, even the people that thought he was going to give them free stuff, he would have screwed them too. Because eventually they would have to pay for the free stuff for somebody else. So that's why people, I think, like Bernie. You know, it's funny because I've been protesting the Clinton. I've been organizing protests against the Clintons for the past 2 years. First time was when Bill Clinton came to town. They honored him at the Jefferson Jackson dinner. And so I decided to protest because I think he is a disgusting piece of human excrement. And I organized a protest, and we had a bunch of people there, and we had signs, you know, he's a rapist, his wife victimized his victim, you know. We don't hold back in New Hampshire.
No, apparently not. Like, yeah, I got that.
No, we tell it like it is.
Yeah, I know what New Hampshire's like. I lived in the state right next door to you. You know, for years and years and years, we go up there to vacation or, you know, have some fun. And, you know, you look at that and you say, you know, those people in my day, the people that I remember, they were so smart. They always had it together. And now, you know, you see what's going on up there and you say to myself, do they know who they're voting for? Do they know what they're doing?
No. And you know, part of the problem is people don't pay attention. And this isn't just New Hampshire. This is everywhere, Joe. And you know this as well as I do. People aren't paying attention to what's going on. They don't pay attention. They don't Some of them probably don't even know who their freaking representatives are. But yet they'll go to the voting booth and vote for whatever Yahoo happens to be under whatever party they think might be okay and think they're doing their civic duty. But in reality, all they're doing is hurting their own selves, their future, their kids' future, because they don't know what's going on. They're too busy with their heads up Kim Kardashian's butt, and I've said that before, to actually pay attention and understand what's going on around them. And I can say this because I used to be one of them, although I've never, ever watched reality TV. You know, before 2008, I wasn't paying attention to what was going on in politics. I voted, listened to debates and stuff like that, but most people won't even do that. You know?
Yeah. No. Look, I agree with you, and I hear you. I'm always amazed at people that aren't paying attention, that don't seem to be able to distinguish all this. Look, again, I think you heard me say it earlier. People have to start, line up the issues. Sit down on a piece of paper and line up the issues as to what these candidates stand for and what they're willing to do. Now, I know some people are never Trumpers, no way, no how. They don't care what's going on or what have you. That is not going to save us, people. You got to look at what she would do. Look at what's her name? I jokingly call her Woo Woo Ginsburg tonight. The Justice of the Supreme Court. What's her name?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That's the word. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And she's coming out against Trump. I mean, she's supposed to keep her mouth shut, is she not? Am I on drugs here? She's not supposed to be saying anything. She's not supposed to be dealing with this at all.
No, she's not. She is absolutely not supposed to be saying anything. They're not supposed to be supporting candidates. The Supreme Court of the United States has become nothing but another political activism outlet. You know, it's supposed to be about people who actually uphold the Constitution or make sure that the President and the Congress is upholding the Constitution with the laws that they pass.
All right, hold that thought. We got to go for a commercial break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. More with Kimberly Moran after this. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, like I say, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I just want to bring my guest right back on again. I got Kimberly Morin on the line with me, and I always enjoy when she's on the line with me because, I mean, she is usually she's wound up tight. She's in the thick of it there in New Hampshire. Kimberly, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, and you are in the thick of it there in New Hampshire, because for some odd reason, I still haven't figured this out, and forgive me for saying it this way, why they say it so much matters what direction New Hampshire goes in. You got the first primaries that come back in, you have the first results, but the first results are from this little podunk town of what, 8 people?
Yeah, 9 people, 6 still not.
That's what I'm saying. So I still don't know why everybody gets so excited about the New Hampshire primary and the New Hampshire being the first voters.
I don't either, because I don't think that New Hampshire is representative of the rest of the country. I think one of the reasons they try to say that it is because the majority of people in New Hampshire are independent. They're not Republicans or Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why they think it, but we're on the Northeast.
Right.
How does the Northeast represent what's going to happen in the South or the Midwest or the West Coast? We don't.
No, what?
I don't get it.
Well, all right. So I know you are, I don't know, I can't say I know you were a never-Trumper, but I know you were not a Trump fan by any stretch of the imagination. But let me ask you a question. Whether you are or aren't, what do you think about what they're trying to do in the Republican Party, where they're trying to get the delegates to vote for somebody, unbind them, as they put it, so they can vote for anybody they want to? So, in other words, what they're saying is it doesn't matter what the will of the people is, it just matters what the delegates want to do. What do you think about that?
I have a couple of thoughts on that. One, they should go by the rules, first and foremost, but the other issue is a lot of Democrats crossed over to vote for Trump, and a lot of indies voted for Trump. I'm sorry, but that's not representative of the Republican Party. I don't believe in open primaries, as you know, and I don't believe independents should be voting in primaries of either party, because if you can't commit to a party, you shouldn't be picking their candidate. So I think the whole thing, in my opinion, is not appropriate in the first place. So that leaves that, you know, it wasn't the will of the Republican Party to necessarily have Trump. But I don't know. I have to look at all the numbers, but
right.
That's my opinion.
But my attitude again, though, is do we really, I mean, isn't that kind of our fault for not really taking care of business the way we should over the years? You know, all
this. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
it should have never been that way ever. I don't know why it is.
Yeah, I get so mad at this because my attitude has always been, you know, if you take care of business ahead of time, we're not going to be hurrying and running around trying to fix things later on. And the party is, the party is terrible at this right now. They can't get their message out properly. We're running around like almost, you know, like our hair's on fire. And we're going to, and I said this back in 14, we're going to hand this back to the Democrats in 2016 if we don't get our act together.
I think it's too late for that, and part of the problem is, let's face reality, Joe, of all the candidates that were in the Republican race, in my opinion, Trump was the worst that could run against Hillary, and they knew that. The people knew that. Democrats knew that. Hillary knows that. And I know you might not believe that, and other people who support him might not believe that, but take a step back for a minute and think. Maybe you can't see it anymore. Maybe you saw it at the beginning, but you can't see it anymore. But because nominating Trump does a few things. It alienates a huge part of the base who are truly conservative, who never dare, are done with voting for just whatever Yahoo gets the R nomination. And that means anybody. I'm not just saying Trump. But he's also not a liberty guy, so he's losing out on all those people. And he's not going to get Democrats to jump the fence and vote for him. So, not to mention his behavior, his demeanor, and his past. So, I mean, yeah, the guy doesn't have any skeletons because everybody knows about everything already.
Right.
So I guess that's the bonus. But the problem is there's too much bad about that everything that everybody already knows.
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. So we got to slow down with this because here's the thing. Every time we come around to the presidential race, okay, there's something wrong with somebody. And when I say that, it's like, it's like with, what's his name? McCain wasn't conservative enough. What's his name? Romney, I mean, he lost the South, he lost a lot of the evangelical vote because he was a Mormon. It's, every group has a reason why they can't vote for somebody. So let's just not have elections anymore, okay? Let's just go ahead and hand it to the Dems each and every time. It'd be so much easier and much cheaper for the country as a whole, don't you think? I mean, I'm so tired of this because here's the deal. You know what Hillary's going to do, too, right? I mean, when you talk about what's coming up with the justices, what's coming up with a lot of this, is it really, how am I going to put it? Is our attitude really going to be we're not going to vote for Trump because of his past? We're not going to vote for Trump because he hasn't been a perfect Republican or close to a perfect Republican or even a Republican at all, for that matter? But we're gonna allow Hillary to get in there, knowing exactly what she's gonna do.
Okay, so here's the thing: is it better to know what your enemy's gonna do or not know?
Listen, if your enemy, don't get me started, because talk about Hitler. Hitler told the people what he was gonna do. He told them exactly what he was gonna do. He didn't come out and say, "I'm gonna fry the Jews." But he came out and said, I'm going to clean up this country. I'm going to do A, B, C, and D. And he did it.
Yeah, all right? He's going to build a wall.
You know what she's, you know what she's going to do. You know exactly what she's going to do, right? You want to talk about losing freedoms? You want to talk about an assault on the Second Amendment? You have a fighting chance with him on the Second Amendment. You don't have a fighting
Maybe.
Chance with her.
We don't know.
But you do know with her. You know exactly what she's going to do. Do you not?
Right. We can prepare and fight it, but we don't know with him.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Kimberly. We fought so much, and we've won so much in the last 4 or 5 years, have we not? I mean, really, we won nothing. We don't have people that'll fight for us. When people
that's
realize
true.
That we don't, that's the thing. You keep sitting there, and I do it too, so, but you're sitting there in your little world, and you've got the power, or you've got the energy, and you know what it takes to do, and you go out and do it, and you do win little skirmishes, but we haven't won any real battles yet. And it's the same thing here. I've got a bunch of friends of mine that are on the air. You know, they call for a rally, they call for this, the people want that. 2,000 people sign up for it, 20 people show up. So,
I get it, Joe. I get it. I see it all the time. There's not enough people who want to take action. Oh, they might be keyboard warriors, but they don't get their butts out there.
Right. Yep.
And actually do anything.
But I think this, here's the deal. Until we get rid of the Paul Ryans of the world, until we get actual leadership in there, we don't stand a chance. I'm not willing to take the chance with her. I'm really not, because there's no chance with her. I know exactly what she's going to do. And I know how she's going to do it.
But do you think Trump's actually a leader? Because I don't.
No, I don't think he's a leader, but I don't think... See, this is the problem. We've got a guy sitting in there now that thinks he's such a leader that he makes all the decisions, even down to when our military can fire or not fire. Trump did not build it. And let me tell you what. The guy... I am so tired of hearing about businesses failing. When you're a real businessman and you've been in there, you know for every 5 businesses that you start that fail, you've got 10 others that make it. He has more businesses that have made it and made money than haven't. He knows how to delegate. There has been the problem when we have presidents who get in there. They don't delegate. They decide. They decide what and how to do. This guy has decided everything down to the kind of plates we're going to have on the table when people come in from China to have dinner.
I don't think Obama has made one single decision in his entire life. He's not making the decisions. His buddy Garrett is, and others. He's not making any decisions.
He's agreeing to it, is he not? And then as far as who gets shot and doesn't get shot, you know, from our pilots and what have you, he's pretty much micromanaging every part of this country. Whether she's doing it or not, he's the guy at the top. He's letting it happen. He's allowing it to happen.
Of course. He's doing what he's told.
I think his ego is way too big, Trump, by the way, to have somebody totally micromanage him. But I think he does understand how to pull. I mean, look at, if he comes out and he lays his cabinet out, you know, what did he say? He was going to put Trey Gowdy in as attorney general? Or he'd nominate him up for attorney? If he lays his cabinet out and who his czars were going to be, I think you'd see, or most people would see, he knows he can't run the country alone. He knows he's going to need help. And he's going to put the right people in place. Look, I'm not... I still haven't endorsed the guy. I'm having heartburn here.
Listen, if he... I waited a whole year. I told you this already. I gave Trump over a year, to do the right thing, to surround himself with the right people. He never did. To act presidential,
okay,
not act like a grown child.
All right, we got to go for a break. You just got to hold it. I know you want to spew. Give it a second. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. More with Kimberly Marin right after this. Sorry.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can watch live on Facebook. You can watch live all over the place. Now, I've got Kimberly Moran on the line with me, and she's our girl in New Hampshire, on the ground in New Hampshire, and she's had to put up over the last few days with Mrs. Clinton and the Bernie Sanders there. I don't know. I mean, you talk about a surreal situation, right? With the two of them, go ahead.
See, we really, honestly, felt bad for the Bernie supporters. because we talked to a lot of them. They loved us. They always do love us when we're at any rally protesting her. But some of them really, truly, honestly didn't believe he was going to endorse her. They were holding out. They were really believing that he would have the cojones to say, no, I'm not endorsing you.
Oh.
And there seemed to be more Bernie supporters than her. Even Clinton supporters were thumbing up on my sign because they agree. Of course, they're still going to vote for her, but whatever. It is what it is.
I love it. No, it's you're right, but it's funny that they sit there, right? And the Bernie supporters especially, and Bernie, he couldn't give her the time of day. What is it, a couple of months ago, right? I mean, even as early as a couple of months ago, where she was the worst thing that ever happened. Right, she wasn't fit to be president. She was in the pocket. Somehow, overnight, she's now the best person to be president. And you know, at least if he had the guts to come out and say, look, she's still all those things I said, but she's better than Trump. You'd have to sit there and go, oh, okay, I can't even argue that point if you're on his side, right?
Right. Exactly. She's just not Trump. Vote for her because she's not Trump. Yeah. Then I could get maybe what he's saying. But you're right. Honestly, these people were not happy. Not happy at all. We put it this way. In our protest, it was Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, and Republicans. Some were for Trump, some were for Bernie, and then some of us were for no one. But we were all together protesting Clinton. All of us. United. So, you know, I thought that was kind of ironic when you have all these people. What did you say?
I said it is kind of ironic, but you were working towards the same cause. You guys knew that she was just bad for the country. What are they going to do now? And again, you have to sit there with them and say, you cannot just vote for her because she's not Trump.
I know. And you know what the funny thing is? As I gave, we actually had a news station that did covered the protest live for part of like an hour of it, and I gave an interview, and that's one of the things I said is like we need to unite against these government officials, political class people, because no matter what party or who we are, it's us against them. It's not Democrats against Republicans or whatever party. The Green Party was there. It's us, we the people, against the political class. When someone like Hillary Clinton gets a free pass for a crime that any one of us would already be prosecuted and probably in prison for, there's a problem. And we have to unite as a people or it's just going to continue. We have tire tracks over our backs because they're just driving right all over us. And guess what? We're laying down and letting it happen. We're not standing up and fighting for what is right.
Well, you and I had a between segments conversation, and I said, you know, there's a lot of things that you and I agree on, but I tell you, the only reason I don't step out on them is that we have nobody watching our backs. We do not have a solid Republican leadership there in Washington, D.C. that will help carry out some of the things you want to fight for. You know, they keep talking about repealing Obamacare, and I keep saying they are wasting time and brain cells. What are they? They voted to repeal that thing 62 times, which tells me they don't want to do it because all they have to do is hold the money back. They don't even have to vote on it. Just hold the money back. That would kill this thing. But no, they never did it. Why? Because they didn't want to do it. So we don't have anybody there to fight with us. We're you said, at least if Hillary gets in there, we know what she's going to do and we can fight it. Well, I beg to differ with you. No, we can't fight it because we don't have anybody to fight alongside of us. Ryan pushed and approved that horrific spending budget that we now have. Where was his conservatism? Where was his fight? Not one fight to get in the way of the budget. You've got a lot of faith in these guys.
So there's what, a couple in the Senate, and there's probably more in the House, but and it's the same in probably a lot of states. It's the same in New Hampshire. We have only a couple in the Senate, and we only have maybe 100 in the House out of 400. We've got nothing because people don't pay attention. They keep electing these morons who aren't actual conservatives, don't know the Constitution, and will vote away your rights, vote for more taxes, vote for more fees, vote for bigger government, and think nothing of it. Why? Because the voters don't
care. It's our fault. It's our fault. It's not the politicians' fault. They're doing whatever they can get away with because no one holds them accountable. And until we do, this is what we get if it's not already too late.
Do they not care, or are they to the point now where they just don't believe they can make a difference?
They only care when it comes to being elected. That is the only thing that matters to politicians, getting reelected. Let's face that. That's the reality. They only care. That's their number one thing, is getting reelected, right?
Right.
Some of them do care. Some of them actually do care. We know who they are. Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Justin Amash. There are some, and, you know, that's at the federal level. And then we all have our people at the local level who are good, too. The problem aren't those people. The problem are the progressive Republicans, which is what I call them, who will vote with the Democrats for big government, who will vote with the Democrats to take your freedom away. Because you know why, Joe? Because they don't know how to message against the Democrats to beat them. Democrats use emotional reasoning for all of their arguments. Republicans, after all these years, still haven't figured out how to do the same thing but flip the narrative so that they slam the Democrats with it. It kills me.
Oh, they're terrible at getting the message out. But that's the other part of it, too, is when do they get off their butts and actually fight for us for real? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean seriously. Yeah, I wrote about this 2 years ago. I said, you know, we got the House now. We've got the Senate. If we don't change leadership, we lose. And we didn't change leadership. And look where we're at. I mean, look, you could say we changed leadership in Paul Ryan, but we didn't change leadership quickly. And Ryan hasn't, what is he? Help me understand what he has changed, if anything.
Nothing that I know of.
There you go. I make my point. I mean, there's nothing. The guy has done nothing to make things different or to make us more powerful. We're screwed.
We are. We seriously are, and we have no one but ourselves to blame because we kept electing and reelecting the same losers who were doing nothing but going along with the Democrats to push all this huge stuff. I mean, good God. The federal government of the United States is the biggest monopoly in the world. What the hell is wrong with us that's actually a thing? Nobody has done anything to cut out anything.
Well,
why do we have a Department of Education? Why do we have a Department of Energy? These programs do nothing, absolutely nothing. And we're spending billions of dollars.
Yeah, it definitely shows over the years. It hasn't really fixed anything. Hasn't done anything to make really hasn't done anything to make education better. We've spent more money, but it really hasn't made education much better. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's done nothing. Department of Energy was supposed to, Jimmy Carter's baby, that was supposed to, you know, make energy better. It's gotten way worse. There's duplicative departments. There's so much fraud and waste in this government. And you know what? No one can even keep track of all because there is so much. And you know what? Forget for a second the federal government, Joe. Look at the local level. You know how it is. The local level, this is what I started out as an activist at the federal level, and then I switched to the local. And it's the local is where you can make real change.
Yep.
And until you can change it at the local level, you're never going to push up that change to the federal because it starts at the local. Most of these halfwits that end up in the federal government and Congress started at the local level at some point.
You sound like you listen to my show too much, because I say that all the time. I go, look, they don't do anything for you at the local level, then you morons send them to the state. And then when they go up to the state and they screw things up like they do here in California, what do you do then? That might be a good idea to send them to the federal government. Really?
Exactly.
Seriously.
Yeah. You get to try them out at the state level, and usually the state level it's easier to get rid of them. So don't waste your time sending them to the federal level if they're useless at the state level.
Yeah. Well, they do make me nuts. Hey, we're up against the time. I know how much I love that. And tell people how they can find you and how they can get more of your writing.
I am at ConservativeIND on Twitter. I'm at the Federalist Papers Project. I'm at Granite Rock, and I'm looking for a new news home in New Hampshire. I have it out because Examiner's now defunct.
Start your own.
Yeah, it's...
You're smart enough to start your own. Anyway, we got to get going. We're up against it. Thanks for being with me tonight. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Next hour is open mic, whatever you want to talk about. But you got to hop up on the website or hop up on Facebook and let me know what the topic is. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm telling you, we're going to have a good time.